Hello, children. When I was a little girl, I spent a lot of my holidays with my grandmother. My grandmother lived in a little cottage near the mountains. This little cottage had white daisies and lots of daisies. Today's story is about a ladybug who lived among the daisies. The morning dew spread its cool wetness on the soft green grass, making it look like a green velvety carpet. The dewdrops looked like tiny rainbows as the early morning sun shone on them. This soft green velvety carpet stretched as far as one's eyes could see. To reach this meadow, there was a stairway made of stone. This stairway had big steps and a railing made of bamboo. On both sides of the railing, there were beautiful white daisies who looked up each day to smile at the sun, wishing him a very good morning. On one of these daisies, there lived a tiny red ladybug who had black spots on its wings. Little ladybug always wanted to go and roam in the green meadows, but couldn't get herself to do it. Oh, how it would be if I could roam around in the meadows and find my friends and family, she always wondered. At the end of the stairway was a small farmhouse where Peppa, the farm dog, lived. Peppa was a playful pup. He always ran around the meadow, rolling on the soft green grass. He would run up and down the stone stairway, either chasing the crows or little mice. One day, Peppa was on his usual playful mood, doing the rounds up and down the stairway, when he saw something in the daisies that caught his fancy. He sniffed and sniffed. All he got was the sweet fragrance of the daisies. He sniffed harder and harder. Then suddenly, it was on his nose. He ran down to the meadows, not knowing what to do. He ran here and there, but it was still there. He used his paws, but it didn't help. Tired, he sat under the shade of a tree, closed his eyes as if to think how to get rid of this little red thing. In the meantime, the ladybug too moved on to the soft green velvety grass. This is where she always wanted to be, move around freely. Peppa opened his eyes and the little thing had gone. It was no longer on his nose. He looked around, finding this little thing. Spotted it. He tried to touch it with his paw and turn it around like he did with the other doggy friends. But the little ladybug didn't like it. "No, stop it," she said. Peppa followed her as she moved slowly on the green velvety grass. Peppa wanted to make friends. Sometimes he sniffed, sometimes with his paw, and sometimes with his wet nose. He was gentle, and now the ladybug too wanted to be friends. They played the whole day. It was soon going to be dark. The sun had set, and the sky was pink and orange. The ladybug wanted to go back to her safe, comfortable home in the arms of the beautiful white daisies. She set off on her journey back home. After she reached about halfway, she needed to rest, so she stopped. She knew it was a long way to go. She missed her daisy home. She didn't know what to do. Just then, she felt something wet touching her. She saw Peffa sniffing, and the very next moment, she was on his nose again. Peppa swiftly ran up the stone stairway and was soon amongst the daisies. Every day, Peppa would come to take the stone stairway, and the little ladybug would sit comfortably on his nose, and off they would go on their adventures. As the sun would set, Peppa would bring little lady back home and would be back the next morning. They had their happy song, which they sang every day. On your nose I will sit. Off we go very quick. On the grass oh so green. You and I will play with glee. Till we meet again. And so, my dear children, I hope you too have this great friendship like Peppa and the ladybug.